I'm speaking to somebody's heart right now. Don't give up. You feel like giving up. I know that feeling. That is a familiar feeling to all of us. Just having that feeling does not make you guilty. It does not make you wrong. It does not make you bad. It does not make you a quitter. If you've quit, it doesn't make you a quitter. If you've quit, get back in it. Welcome to another episode of Think Like a Champion. It's our 32nd episode and really a great number. For some reason, I feel 32. So I hope you are encouraged today and I hope you're ready to win in every way and enjoy every day. And I want to jump right into our topic today, right into our content, because if you asked me the most important secret to living victoriously, to being healthy, to fulfilling your destiny, to changing eternity, to living prosperously, and to enjoy your life daily. Now that covers a wide spectrum of life. It covers pretty much everything in life. But if you ask me, what is the one secret to all of those things? It's three words. Stay with it. Stay with it. Well, I believe that so much that we put that here in our Think Like a Champion studio, and I believe that staying with it is the secret to every good thing that is coming into your life. Well, I'll read you this quote, and then I'll share a verse with you as well, but somebody said, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. Who said that? You guessed it. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, the one and only, the GOAT, Michael Jordan said that. It's amazing what you can achieve if you stay with it. Michael Jordan's story is a story about staying with it. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul's story is a story about staying with it. In verse 24, he says, do you not know that all in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to win. Only one gets the prize. Run in such a way. What is that way to get the prize? What is that way to get the win? It's staying with it. It's don't throw away your confidence. It's get up when you fall. What do you do when you get up and then fall again? Get up again. Proverbs 24:16 says, a righteous man falls, but he gets up. Righteous man falls seven times, but he gets up. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7 says, but as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. I wonder if everybody who's listening and hearing in the sound of my voice, I wonder if you knew that your work would be rewarded. You know, sometimes we're doing things and we wonder, will this ever be rewarded? Will this ever pay off? Will staying with it ever turn the negative into something positive? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. Here's another finger-licking good story. Colonel Sanders didn't start KFC until he was 65. He started traveling by car to different restaurants and cooked his fried chicken on the spot for restaurant owners. If the owner liked the chicken, they would enter into a handshake agreement to sell the Colonel's chicken. Legend has it that Colonel Sanders heard no 1,009 times before he heard his first yes. Let me repeat that. He heard no. He was turned down 1,009 times before his chicken was accepted once. Now, I've accepted the Colonel's chicken more than once. How about you? I've accepted the Colonel's chicken for years and years, and so have most people in the world. You know, I think KFC is the biggest fast food chain in the world. I know it sounds like McDonald's would be, but in America and in some places, McDonald's is, but I think worldwide, it's chicken. Chicken, 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 and it's the Colonel's secret recipe. And it's amazing how a man started at the age of 65. When most retire, that's that retirement age, right? And yet he built a global empire out of a bunch of fried little chickens. It's never too late to build your dream if you're willing to stay with it. Colonel Sanders' story is a story about staying with it. Michael Jordan's story was a story about staying with it. Paul the Apostle's story was a story about staying with it. How about the story of the Canaanite woman? That was a story about staying with it too. In Matthew chapter 15, let me read this to you. It says, "Behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, 'Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon.'" Verse 23, "But he did not answer her a word." Can you imagine that? You cry out to Jesus. He's alive in person, and you're in shouting distance of him. And you yell out to him, and you're begging him for healing for your child. And he didn't answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she's crying out after us." Verse 24, "And he answered, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.'" This woman was a Canaanite woman, it says in verse 22. She wasn't a part of the lost sheep of Israel. She wasn't a part of the house of Israel. And he even said, first, he didn't answer her a word. Then, when he finally did answer, it says, "I can't give anything to her," or "I didn't come for her." And she came, though, and knelt before him, which tells us something. Man, keep worshiping. Keep worshiping. You don't feel like anything's happening, keep worshiping Jesus. Keep kneeling before Jesus. You don't think your prayers are getting answered, keep worshiping him. Keep praising him. Keep praying to him. Keep thanking him. Keep loving him. Keep trusting him. She came and knelt down before him. He didn't answer her a word. You know, sometimes we stop worshiping God because, well, nothing's working and it's not happening. He didn't even answer her a word, and she came down and worshiped him anyway. Sometimes we'll worship him until we just feel like he's never going to answer, we're never going to change, it's never going to work, things aren't going to turn around, my marriage isn't going to survive, my life isn't going to survive, my money isn't going to last, I'm never going to be able to have what success really means to me, I'm never going to be pleasing to God, I'm never going to do anything great in this life. We could say all those things, and yet God will never give up on us if we will just stay with it. There are times when I know there are power in words, but sometimes my words haven't always lined up with God's word. But I come back and I stay with it. It's okay. You failed. You've blown it. Staying with it doesn't mean you never make mistakes along the way. Staying with it means you just don't quit. Staying with it doesn't mean you're not going to miss shots, thousands of shots Michael Jordan missed. But he stayed with it. All the times he got cut on his high school basketball team. He was cut. Can you imagine the embarrassment, the shame, the disappointment that his high school coach must have had when he became the greatest player of all time, when he was winning championships, when he was winning dunk contests, when he was leading a band full of misfits into world championships. I know it's not that important. Basketball, sports is not an important, but it's an important, it's not as important as life is, but it's important. It's an important teacher to us. It's an important way to learn lessons, because if somebody can succeed in that, they can succeed in just about anything. If somebody can overcome all the hurdles and overcome, it's a life lesson, and it will last you the rest of your life. Jesus answered finally and said to her, "It's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." So first he didn't answer her a word, total silence. Then he says, I'm not sent for her. Then he calls her a dog. And what's her response? She keeps coming, she kneels down. Then he says, "I'm not gonna throw the children, it's not right to throw children's bread to the dogs." He called her a dog. And she said, "Yes, Lord." You know, whatever he calls you, I just encourage you to say yes. He called her a dog. She said, "Yes, Lord." But even the dogs eat crumbs from the master's table. Even dog. See, she turned it around. She didn't let something he said that sounds negative, she didn't let that make her sour. She didn't make that. She didn't allow that to make her bitter. She didn't allow a negative answer to equal rejection. So often we take everything people do as rejection, and they're really not necessarily talking to us. They're really not necessarily meaning us. And even if they are, who cares? When you learn to be tough, thick-skinned, and soft-hearted, I believe in those two things. Have a soft heart and have thick skin. Be able to take rejection. Be able to take people laughing at you. Be able to be unembarrassable, where no matter what it looks like, you're not going to be embarrassed by it. You're not going to be ashamed of it. You're a work in progress. You just keep moving forward. And Jesus answered after she said, "Even yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat crumbs from the master's table." And Jesus said, "Oh, woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you as you desire. Be it done to you as you have asked." And her daughter was healed instantly. What made the difference in this story? What made the difference in this amazing passage of scripture? Was it Jesus' healing power? No. Was it Jesus running and chasing after her to tell her he had a miracle for her? No. What's the story? What's the moral? What's the lesson to be learned? Is she stayed with it. Her story was a story about staying with it. It was her faith. Faith simply means staying with it. Staying with it is really what faith is all about. In Mark chapter 10, we hear the story about blind Bartimaeus, another example of somebody that at first was not experiencing the miracle he was requesting. It says they came to Jericho in verse 46, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 48, then it says, many warned him to be quiet. They told him to shut up. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 49, so Jesus stood still. He was walking, but he stood still. This man staying with it, this blind man staying with it, when they told him to shut up, when they told him to be silent, when they told him not to cry out anymore, when they told him to keep, to hold his tongue, he stayed with it. And then Jesus commanded him to come. And it says, they called to him and said to the blind man, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." Here these people were telling him to shut up, but then Jesus stopped because this man stayed with it. And he said, "Bring him to me." And he said, "So what do you want me to do for you?" In verse 51, the blind man said, "That I may receive my sight, Jesus." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. What if he would have listened to them when the crowd said, "Shut up," when the crowd said, "Be silent"? He'd still be blind. He would have died blind. He would have lived blind and died blind. But this story of blind Bartimaeus is a story about staying with it. The story of the persistent widow is a story about staying with it. Jesus told his disciples in Luke 18:1, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in the town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice and avenge me against my adversary.' But for some time he refused. But finally he said to herself, 'Even though I don't fear God and I don't care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me,'" he said. "And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his children who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'" What does Jesus define faith as? Jesus defines faith as not giving up. Jesus defines faith as when they tell you to be quiet, you keep shouting, you keep praising, you keep believing, you keep asking. When it seems like heaven is silent, you keep speaking it, you keep praying it, you keep binding it and loosing it and declaring it and praising it and praying for it. And you know what? You're going to get it, because Jesus said, this unjust judge, this evil man, finally gave in to this woman's persistence. How much more will your heavenly Father respond to your persistence? This guy was an evil judge. He says he neither feared God nor cared what anybody thought of him, but he didn't want her to keep coming after him because he thought she will hurt me. She will find a way to come and attack me. Like, he answered her because her persistence became a threat to his own safety. Now, our persistence will never be a threat to God, but our persistence is a threat to the enemy. Our persistence is a threat to the devil. Our persistence is a threat to the worst version of us. Our persistence is a threat to our victory that Jesus paid for and that we're obtaining by faith. I wonder how many people have been healed because they just stayed with it. I wonder how many people have found the answer because they just stayed with it. I wonder how many breakthroughs have come because somebody was willing to stay with it. I wonder how many people found happiness in their job, in their business, in their company, in the people that they're with because they stayed with it. I wonder how many people became millionaires just because they stayed with it. They became wealthy because they stayed with it. In fact, the largest study of millionaires by the Ramsey Group revealed people in the study became millionaires not by an inheritance, but the majority of them by consistently saving over time. In fact, they worked, saved, and invested for an average of 28 years before hitting the million-dollar mark, and most of them reached that milestone at the average age of 49. I wonder how many people gave up at 48. I wonder how many people gave up at 39. I wonder how many people think, I'm 29, I'm 30, I'm 31, I'm 32, I'm 39. And yet these people, the average millionaire that they studied, became a millionaire finally at the age of 49. Now you say, well, that might seem young. You might be 59, you might be 69, you might be 79. But the point is that Colonel Sanders was 65. The point is that in this case, the average is 49. There's a lot that became millionaires sooner, and there's a lot that became millionaires later. Be a late bloomer. I believe in blooming late. I believe in late blooming, because you know what? The later the bloom, the longer the bloom lasts, and the later the bloom, the more you appreciate the success on the other side. I wonder how many people were superstars in sports because they stayed with it, and I wonder how many great athletes were not superstars because they didn't stay with it. I wonder how many people have quit early before they really learned the power of staying with it. I wonder how many people have not experienced better health in their bodies, in their minds, in their emotions, in their eating habits, because they just weren't willing to stay with it. You know, this is why fad diets don't work, but lifestyle diets do, where you create a lifestyle of truly knowing what it takes to stay at your optimum weight, to stay in your optimum shape. It's scientific, you know, and you can dissect it scientifically with calories and dissect it scientifically with your macros and the measuring of all of the things that you take in. But the point is, if you stay with it, you're going to win. Stay with your journey with God. Stay with it in your faith. Stay with it in your church. Stay with it in your generosity. Stay with it in the incremental step-by-step improvement and change. Stay with it. I've learned in my life, staying with it in my finances have made my finances very successful. As successful as I want them to be, not yet, but really successful compared to where I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I've learned staying with it. there's some stocks I invested in I just forgot about and I just haven't thought about. And they're growing. Sometimes they go really way down and sometimes they go way up, but I'm just staying with it. And if you'll stay with it, you'll succeed. Stay with it in your step-by-step, incremental. In my emotional health, it's been step-by-step. It's incremental, one brick at a time. In my physical health, one brick at a time. In my financial health, my relationship health, one brick at a time. I remember when I started as a young evangelist, a pastor, I had a little church of about 30 people, 35 when, you know, you counted pregnant women and dogs and pets. It was a booming church when we counted everything that lived, everything that had breath. We said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. But I remember when it was time to start over and I was going to say goodbye to those people and move to a new city and start a family and start a new church. And I remember having a vision, a dream one night, and Jesus came to me in this dream. And this has only happened to me this one time. I've had other visions and I've had other dreams that I know were from God, but one where Jesus actually sat with me. He sat with me on the other side of a picnic table and his hands were open wide like this. And he said, if they stay in faith, if they stay in the faith, they will make it. It's the only thing he said to me. If they stay in the faith, they will make it. He didn't even say anything to me about me. He was saying something to me about them. And he said, if they will stay in the faith, they will make it. You know, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the later times, in the latter days, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, deceiving spirits, and doctrines of demons. I want to read that to you in the Message Bible. It says, the Spirit makes it clear that as time goes on, some are going to give up on the faith and they're going to chase after demonic illusions put forth by professional liars. These liars have lied so well, it says, these liars have lied so well and for so long that they've lost their capacity for truth. They will tell you not to get married. They will tell you not to eat this or that food, perfectly good food that God created to be eaten heartily and with thanksgiving by believers who know better. In fact, everything God created is good and to be received with thanks. Nothing is to be sneered at and thrown out. God's word and our prayers make every item in creation holy. Wow. Notice what he says at the beginning. As time goes on, some are going to give up on the faith. And that's what Jesus told me. If they stay in the faith, they will make it. And he says here in the last days, people are going to give up in the faith. I want to ask you, just don't give up on the faith. Get up. Don't give up. You've fallen. You've failed. You've blown it. You've screwed up. You've messed up beyond comprehension. So what? So have I. So has everybody who's ever breathed long enough on this earth to call themselves a human being. Jesus is the only one that never failed, and yet he understands and feels for our and has empathy for our failures and has empathy for our humanity and empathy for our shortcomings and our weaknesses. You know, I've heard from several of those people that Jesus gave me that, visited me in that dream about those 30 or 35 people. I've heard, this was more than 30 years ago, and I've heard from several of those people. And some of them, they've stayed with it. Theirs is the story about staying with it years and years later because they stayed in the faith. Doesn't mean they never had a bad confession. It doesn't mean they never failed. It doesn't mean they never blew it. It means they just got back up and didn't give up. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 says, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, and all that you do must be done in love. He said, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith. Be strong, act like men. He's obviously to men, act like men. Women, act like women. The key, the secret here is staying with it. The key to becoming good or great at anything is consistency at the right thing long enough to get results. Which brings me to the final verse that I want to share with you today about staying with it that we can all relate to. It's in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 9. Where God tells us, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not, here's the secret key verse, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not quit, if we do not lose heart, if we do not faint, or we don't stay fainted. You know what? Faint all you want. Just make sure you're near a couch or a bed if you're going to faint so that you land on something that will protect you. But listen, just get back up. Just get up. I'm speaking to somebody's heart right now. Get up. I'm speaking to somebody's heart right now. Don't give up. You feel like giving up. I know that feeling. That is a familiar feeling to all of us. Just having that feeling does not make you guilty. It does not make you wrong. It does not make you bad. It does not make you a quitter. If you've quit, it doesn't make you a quitter. If you've quit, get back in it. Get back up. Get back in the race. Get back running by faith. Get back living by faith. Get back walking in love no matter what anybody does to you. Get back with your confidence. Take your confidence back. Be the persistent widow. Be like blind Bartimaeus. Be like the mother of this child that was demon possessed. And stay with it. Be like Colonel Sanders and stay with it. Be like Michael Jordan. You know what? We will never have the talent that he had, but we can have the patience and the endurance, and we can have the persistence that he had, because that's the difference. What makes the difference in life is simply those three words, stay with it. Well, thank you for joining me today. Can I pray for you? Can I pray that you would become the champion that you God created you to be, and you would discover the champion within you? Because God put it in there. Father, thank you for every person that they will see themselves as a champion, that they will see themselves as more than a conqueror, that they will see themselves as sons and daughters of God, that they will see themselves as true champions, because that's who you said they are. That's who you made us to be, Lord. Give them hope that everything is going to get better, because they're going to stay with you, because you're staying with us. We decided we're going to stay with you, Father, because you already proved you're staying with us. And thank you for that. Even when we're faithless, you remain faithful. So I'm going to just keep staying with your faithfulness. And thank you for your faithfulness for every person here connected in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today on Think Like a Champion. Would you share this with somebody that feels like giving up? Would you also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts? And would you take a moment and act on this verse in Galatians 6, that whatever a man sows, he will also reap? Because we like to take a moment every time that we come together and give as well. Because when you give, you're sowing seeds towards your future harvest. When you give, you're paying it forward for somebody else to hear and see and feel and experience the change and the love that comes from the goodness of God and from the teaching that you're hearing on Think Like a Champion. We're getting this message of God's goodness and the victory that Jesus paid for us to have. We're getting this message out to more and more people around the world, and we can't do it without you. I can't do it without you. So would you plant your best seed today right now at lifechangerschurch.com/give? And can I thank you in advance, because I am believing for a mighty harvest to come to you. If you just don't give up at giving, you will not ever end receiving. You will never stop receiving when you never stop giving. Amen. It works like that. Thanks again for joining me. I can't wait to see you on our next Think Like a Champion episode. And if you don't have a church home where you are being encouraged and built up and loved, come on out to Life Changers and join me there. LifeChangersChurch.com, our online campus, and LifeChangersChurch.com for our locations as well. Love you guys. Can't wait to see you next time. God bless.